The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you having trouble with your headset?
I am having trouble with my headset. But I'll figure it out while we're doing our thing. It's okay.
I can see the numbers are going. Yeah, everything's okay.
Yeah, mine is kind of weird. Like I'm muffled. Like something's not right. But I'll figure it out while we go.
Okay.
Good morning. How are you?
I am here.
I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and it's your
mm-hmm.
Pittsfield Community Radio. Yes, it is.
Yes, it
and
is.
And we have a disclaimer for you this morning.
Yes, we do. Okay. It's going to be kind of hard to understand it, but I'll get better at this because you wanted me to do something a long time ago and I couldn't do it. So I'm trying this out.
Okay.
It's going to get better.
Okay.
So be patient.
Okay.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its host, guests, or callers. And do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
I can't even understand. What one is that?
I had some rap music.
Oh, and that was rap?
Yeah, well, sort of. And then I wanted to say the opening here, but I didn't know they were going to change my voice to do that, and they did. And unfortunately, my bird was sitting behind me, and he sang the whole way through. So if you heard screech, 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 that was my bird.
That's adorable. I didn't hear speech, speech, speech.
Did you hear my bird? We have a very special guest in the room today.
We do have a very special guest. And would you like to tell them your name?
Grace.
This is Grace. She's my granddaughter.
Oh, I may not have had the mic up high enough. Say it again, please.
Grace.
There we go. And she's here today to join Stuff.
She's co-hosting with us.
She's co-hosting. She is, this is her first time here, right? Yes.
Maybe her last.
No. Maybe not. Maybe it will be a career in radio.
Ooh, there you go.
Who knows? You just never know. So with that,
she's
that
our
lovely.
Next Taylor Swift.
Lovely. Oh, gosh. No. No. So holidays. Holidays. So we did have a listener say that it was so funny because she's a regular listener.
Uh-huh.
And she said, you know, I listened to the show and you said it was the 15th of April and it wasn't. And I looked at it and I said, Mary, you know that our dates don't always go with the days. Well, don't ever go with the days. She
Pretty
said,
much.
Yes, 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 I know. So just a reminder, we do record. So, and sometimes we're not here. Maybe
physically
to record a show, and maybe we don't have any more left in the can because we sometimes store them in the
we do extras
so a show will get put in that spot where we don't have a show, so they pull one from the past or from the future, which is kind of weird.
This and is they'll already pop one, going someplace
pop one
weird.
In place. So today, the day we're recording, is the 15th.
It is.
But it's not the 15th when you're listening to it. Mm-mm. It could be 2026.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Please, please.
So we will start on the 22nd of August with our holidays, which I know we've run over before, but we want to remind you because you need to get prepared for these holidays. So Tuesday, not Tuesday, we're not going to do the day. 22nd is Be an Angel Day. The 23rd is Ride Like the Wind Day. What's the song? Who sang that? Ride Like the Wind.
Oh.
Who sang that?
I know
that
it, but I don't.
Song. Then we have the 24th, which is Pluto Demoted Day. We talked about this a little bit before. How can you call something a planet and then change your mind
and not call
it a planet anymore? 25 is Kiss and Makeup Day. So if you're having an argument, get over it. 26th is Dog Appreciation Day. Aww. You have a dog, Grace. What's your dog's name?
Sasha.
Sasha.
Oh, I like that. Mine's named Bella.
Bella and Sasha.
Yeah.
And the 27th is the Duchess Who Wasn't Day.
The
Duchess, like Princess Duchess.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Who wasn't. So that means that we are to tell people that we are the duchess that wasn't, but we need to be treated like a duchess because we got scammed.
Where did that come from?
Right here on this paper that I'm holding?
No, but I mean, what's the background to that?
I don't know.
Never heard of it.
But the 28th is Bow Tie Day. That's an easy one. You could wear a bow tie to school. Never?
Not with that face.
Tuesday, August 29th is according to Hoyle Day. We did talk about that. You did look that up.
And I was wrong when I said he was a scientist. He was an author.
He was an author, Hoyle. 30th, Frankenstein Day.
I think that's every day.
Remember I told you I thought Frankenstein was the actual monster Frankenstein? Isn't that real?
Yeah, but it's not.
But Frankenstein, do you know who Frankenstein is?
Yes.
Who is he?
A zombie, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Whoa, close.
He was a doctor. Well, kind of.
Dr. Frankenstein.
He created Frankenstein the monster. The big tall guy with the bolts in his neck.
No, he didn't create Frankenstein.
He did create
the monster, but the monster was not Frankenstein. Dr. Frankenstein didn't create Frankenstein.
Who created the monster that he made?
The doctor's name is Frankenstein. The monster did not have a name.
Who made the monster?
Frankenstein.
So he created the monster?
Yes.
So did the monster have a name?
Is she on the same show we are?
The monster's name was Bubbles. The guy with the big shoes.
If anybody out there has any information, please share it.
What was Frankenstein's monster's name? We know who Frankenstein is now.
Yeah.
But what was the monster's name?
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
You can send us an email.
Mm-hmm,
on the 29th or the 31st, it's Eat Outside Day, which our weather has been really, we've had a good summer.
It's been hot,
It's
man.
Been hot, but it's we've had some rain, hot. We've had sun, we've had rain. I think it's been good. Then we'll head into September. On the 1st is Emma Nutt Day. Who is Emma?
I have no idea.
You don't know who Emma Nutt is? If you want to look her up, her last name is spelled N-U-T-T.
Oh, okay.
And it is also No Rhyme or Reason Day. I kind of like that day. That's the 1st of September, and your whole day can be, I don't know. I don't know.
And I bet you it will be.
I don't know. Just, you know, no, I don't know.
She always like that.
2, Bison Yen Yell Day?
Bison Yen?
I don't know what that means.
Is it Y-E-N?
No, it's T-E-N.
Spell the whole thing.
It's Bison 10 Yell Day. I don't know what that means.
Bison?
10, T-E-N. I said it wrong the first time.
Is it B-I-S-O-N?
B-I-S-O-N, T-E-N, Y-E-L-L, D-A-Y.
Bicentennial.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. That's crazy. Why would they do that? It's bison like the animal, B-I-S-O-N.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The 3rd is Skyscraper Day. The 4th is Eat an Extra Dessert Day. The 5th is Be Late for Something Today Day. The 5th is Cheese Pizza Day. We were just talking about pizza this morning, right? What pizza did we see?
Spinach.
Spinach, and we both decided that we like that.
Well, that sounds
good. We're
going
to talk more about food a little bit later.
Yeah, I want mushrooms and cheese on mine.
And yum. Then the, yeah. And then we got the 6th, which is Fight Procrastination Day, and it's also Read a Book Day, but you can put that off.
Well, some of us can.
Well, you can do that on the day after Fight Procrastination Day.
She's got a lot of days.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 7th is Salami Day.
What?
Salami Day. Salami. Do you like salami?
Yeah, but there's a Salami Day.
Yep. That's the day you're going to eat some salami.
You have a lot of days.
There you go.
We're going to put those aside.
Yeah. Now, Grace, you said you knew some jokes. You got one you can tell me?
Sure. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, there's so many ways to go with that. To get to the other side?
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Do you have a knock-knock joke?
Sure.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cow.
Cow who?
Moo.
Okay.
Sorry. You're supposed to be interrupting cow, but...
Interrupting cow.
That's a good one. That's a good
one. That is a good one.
I have something very bad happened to me recently, and I wanted to tell about it, but I don't know if I should in front of the young one, but I'm going to anyway. I found out that I cannot eat chocolate.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What?
It's if you're constipated, it'd be great.
Uh-oh.
That's as far as I'm going with it. I had Butterfingers. I had a whole bunch of little Butterfingers, and I love Butterfingers. And every time I ate one...
Okay, trip to the commode.
Ladies' room.
How long has this been going on?
How about a week?
So maybe it's just the Butterfingers. Maybe it's not the chocolate. Maybe it's the buttery stuff inside.
That might be good.
So you
I'll
need
have
to
check
test
it out.
You need to test it.
Just
right?
Eat the chocolate yes. on the outside.
Should she eat dark or light?
Any kind.
Yeah.
They're both good. You can maybe get half dark, half light.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. I'll have to try it.
Chocolate Springs makes really good chocolate.
I've had theirs only once because somebody brought some, and I've never... Have you been there?
Oh, yeah, a bunch. They're good.
Really good.
The chocolate's really good.
Do they give you samples?
No, I don't think so. But they do have a fish tank, which I like to go look at the fish.
They have real fish in there? Yeah? Cool.
Chocolate covered?
No.
No.
It's a little bit pricey, but it's worth it because it's all
That's
made
what everybody
there.
Says.
It's good.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what have you got for a theme
so
today?
So, we've got some things that we thought we would talk about. And we have from BuzzFeed some funny things that kids have said.
BuzzFeed is hilarious.
Yeah, so it's parents that have submitted and teachers that have submitted. So, this little girl... told her teacher, the teacher said, I told the little girl one time that her shoes were on the wrong feet. She burst into tears and said, but these are the only feet I've got.
That's cute. That's not what I thought it was going to be. That was good.
Isn't that cute?
Got another one?
Yeah. You want to read this one?
Sure.
Right there?
Okay. So, this is... a good one. My son, at 9 years old, told me I couldn't give him almonds in his lunchbox because it was no nut November.
It was no nut November in school?
I don't know.
But this must have been a long time ago because now, yeah. What goes on now?
No nut free.
Nuts at all.
Nut
nope.
free. Is there anything else that's free?
I don't know, but I don't think you can eat any nuts in school these days.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
But I'm pretty sure there are some classrooms that they allow nuts.
That they do allow nuts.
I don't know.
But you're not sure.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, this must have been an
probably
old
in
one.
Some schools.
Because saying no Nut November is pretty funny if it's prior to the whole allergy with nuts.
Yeah.
And we don't know how old these jokes are.
Oh. Or what? The nuts.
Or the nuts. Or if they are nuts. We're nuts.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of nuts.
Yes.
No. Speaking of kids, I almost cried when I read this because I have a whole bunch of stuff that I found that's interesting. During a 2019 classical music concert at Symphony Hall in Boston, a young voice shouted, "Wow!" at the conclusion of Mozart's Masonic funeral music. They emailed the entire audience to find out who made the wow sound, and it turns out it was a 9-year-old nonverbal autistic child.
Is that right?
It was like, oh my God, that's
I
so
know,
sweet.
That's so nice.
Mm.
Oh my
wow.
gosh.
Never talked. He's 9 years old, never talked, and the first thing he says is, wow, at the orchestra.
Well, I wonder if that started something.
It's a theme now. I've seen it everywhere now.
Oh, my gosh. That just reminds me of that joke where the little kid is at dinner with his parents, and this little kid has never spoken ever, and this has been about 5 or 6 years, and finally the little kid says, I don't like peas. And they looked at him and said, oh, my gosh, you've never talked all these years, and now you're speaking. This is amazing. This is amazing. And the kid said, well, everything has been okay up until now.
That I like.
That's an old joke.
Yeah,
that's
but I've never heard it that quite joke. That way.
So here's one. Let's see. I once overheard a kid trying to convince his friend that he had superpowers. When his friend asked what they were, he confidently said, I can make all the traffic lights turn green. Eventually, it was charming and a mix of innocence and creativity. So the little kid thought that they were just thinking about the traffic lights, most likely when they were sitting at a red light, and then all of a sudden it turned green.
He did it.
And he thinks he did it. That's aww. Adorable.
Wow.
Probably, what, 4 or 5 years old?
At least he can speak.
So he was trying to convince his friend. So he wanted his friends to think he was something special.
Oh, mm-hmm. wow. Mm-hmm.
Don't mm-hmm. we all? Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you know there's a herd of elephants marching across America?
Really?
And they don't belong to a zoo.
Oh.
A traveling exhibition of 100 life-size elephant sculptures dubbed The Great Elephant Migration has been in Newport, Rhode Island for the summer. And then they're going to New York City, Montana, and California. And they're all made by artists in India who sculpted these life-size huge elephants.
Would you ever want to be an elephant?
For a day.
Would you?
Maybe. Well, if it means you have a long trunk, that would be fun.
Did you know that there are no bones in the trunk?
What?
No. It's all muscle.
Well, that makes sense, right? Because the trunk has to, mm-hmm. you know, swirl around. So it's all muscle.
But it would be fun because to have a trunk because you could, when you don't need to get a cup to get your water. You could just suck it up. And then
just it's like your straw.
And it's easier to spray mm-hmm. the person next to you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they can
like
spray themselves.
Yeah, like a hose or or like a shower.
Yeah,
I would like that. Take a bath.
Yeah.
And you can make a water show.
A water show?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do a water show.
Spray it around.
You could get a bunch of elephants together
mm-hmm.
and they could do a water show. We've got a new Vegas act here.
Really?
Well,
I think so.
What do you think? You get a bunch of elephants and you train them and you have them suck up water and the water could have food coloring in it. And they could have lights shining all over the elephants, and they could be spraying the water in unison or separate.
Would that hurt the elephant to put food coloring in the water?
Okay. No. I think the only bad food coloring ever was the red one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not loving my show idea.
I'm just... Okay, go ahead.
Okay, what about this one? What about this one right here?
Okay, right here. So, on Fridays, preschoolers and kindergartners get their faces painted in the afternoon. Most kids want to be dinosaurs, fairies, or unicorns. One little girl asked to be God.
She wanted her face painted like God. How do you do that?
I wonder what they did.
I don't know. That's really cute.
That's a thinker.
Yeah.
You gotta think about that.
Definitely.
Wow. Yeah.
What else you got? What else have you got today? Beverly?
I was waiting to see who you were talking to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Horses, this is for you. Horses may be smarter than previously believed. A new study found that the animals can plan and strategize. Mm-hmm. Researchers from Nottingham Trent University said they were surprised by how the horses quickly grasped a game. Mm. They had 20 horses, and they were rewarded with a treat for touching a piece of a card with their nose. In the second stage, a stoplight was introduced, and the rule was changed so that the reward was only given if they touched the card while the light was off. They didn't alter the behavior of the horses because they still wanted the treats. Until, in the final stage, researchers introduced a penalty of 10-second time out for touching the card while the stoplight was on, and the horses quickly changed the way they acted.
They're very smart. They are very smart.
They are.
Yeah, it's really fun. I don't work that way with horses at all. But the lady that I took some lessons with,
yeah,
she does, and it's amazing how smart they are.
Do you ever ride horses?
No, I've never have.
Do you want to?
No. I don't want to get kicked off the back. But I have seen horses in my backyard.
Yeah. I'm afraid to get on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're too big.
But they are really, they really are cute. But, like, they're a lot of work.
Yeah.
They are a lot of work and a lot of expense.
Yes.
You know, with your dog, you have to feed your dog, take your dog out. Can you imagine having a horse that needs shoes and needs care and needs a lot of food, and then you have to ride
it. They need toys.
And they need medical care.
We need to have a program that is nobody but children.
Oh, I bet Irene would come.
Yeah.
She has a very good friend who loves to chat.
Okay.
That would be fun, huh? We'll do a special kids show?
Sure.
Well, we'll have to think about that.
Yeah.
All right. I asked my fourth graders to name some of the things that come from farms, and one of my students said hamburgers. So I said, well, sort of. If we take a hamburger apart, what do we get from a farm?
Huh?
He replied, hamburgers come from hamburger farms. I don't really know how this is written.
Very weird.
Very weird. I'm going to cross it out.
Yes.
I'll get that one. I was teaching a lesson on whales in my high school science class, and it just mentioned the... Okay, well, no, we won't read that one.
Hey!
One of my students asked, divide a fraction by a fraction. Is that even legal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to cross all of these out. One of my students asked me when the world stopped being in black and white and changed to color.
Oh,
that's funny. He was 16.
Whoa.
He wanted to know when the world changed from black and white to color.
Somebody gave him some glasses or something?
I don't know why he asked that, unless he was really talking about television. Because, Grace, at one time, there was no color television.
I know.
Yeah.
And so pictures were black and white.
Yeah.
Color has always been around.
Correct.
But not... color has not been around for photos and stuff.
Right, the whole time.
That's right. Very good.
Okay.
Want to talk about mold?
Who? No. I'm trying to find something funny here because I didn't have it. I didn't know that we were going to have somebody up here who really liked jokes. So I don't know. I'm probably going to read stuff that's boring to you. I'm sorry.
I don't care.
Let's see. Astronauts conducted an archaeological study in space for the first time, shedding new light on life in microgravity. Maybe I'll tell you about that later. Snoopy in the Stocks. Peanuts-themed cornfield mazes are popping up across the country to celebrate the beloved strip's 75th anniversary.
That's love Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm. And corn mazes.
Yeah, big fan.
Did you know that ants are doctors?
Really? Ants?
Ants, the little ants that crawl around.
How so?
Researchers found out that they perform life-saving amputations and diagnose injuries to other ants.
They amputate things off of other ants?
Like the team observed ants approaching two types of leg injuries, lacerations on the femur and those lower on the leg. And while the bugs were seen cleaning comrades' injuries, they amputated legs that involved injuries before bacteria could spread.
That's amazing, and I would love to see that.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
And then you think their legs are like a little tiny width of a hair. So really, did the other ants just bite it off?
It could be. I mean, I don't know if they can use tools.
No.
I mean, I bet they probably just maybe put a piece of grass on it. I'm not sure. I don't know how. I don't know a lot about ants. All I know is that they can carry like most, they can carry a lot. So
six times their size.
And they are. So I hate red ants because one time they all went in my Crocs and they all stung me and I was screaming.
Oh,
it was terrible.
She had Crocs on and they were stinging. Yeah,
It hurt and it was at my friend's house.
It's very painful to get stung.
I believe red ants.
Yes.
Ouchie.
So Grace and I were looking up some things and we stumbled on mold.
M-O-L-D.
M-O-L-D. And we saw some pictures, huh? We saw pictures of moldy bread, moldy strawberries, moldy cheese. So do you want to read this part right here?
Yes.
Okay.
If you cut mold off food, is it safe to eat? According to the USDA, most moldy foods are just too risky to eat. That applies when food is fully covered in mold and even when you can cut off the affected part. The only expectations are long-lasting hard cheeses, curd meats, and certain fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables with low moisture content and density, I don't know what that word says, but such as carrots or cabbage can potentially be savaged. Just make sure they haven't gone soft. Then cut away the affected spot at least 1 inch around the mold. Be careful not to touch the mold with your knife, lest cross-contamination occur.
Contamination.
Wow. Honestly, I don't know if I read all that correctly, but
you did very well, and some of those words I even stumble on. You have no idea.
I like the fact that she said she read where there are only a few foods that you can eat if it's had mold on it, and then she gives this long list.
Yeah.
But I always knew you could do that with cheese, right?
Cheese.
But I didn't know you could do it with any other.
Fruits and vegetables.
For me, if I ever stumble on mold on food when I grow up, definitely not cutting off the mold part to be safe. I'm just going to throw it away in a bag, even if it's empty, and I'm just going to curl it up and throw it on the trash.
Yeah, yep. Me too.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't do the mold thing. Sometimes I buy strawberries in the supermarket, and they look great on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And they look great on the bottom. And then I open the package when I get home. And what do I find in the middle?
Mold.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Do you ever have that happen?
No.
I do.
I don't eat strawberries.
Oh. No, I'm never going to eat a strawberry again.
Oh, why?
It might have mold.
Yeah.
Oh, you throw it out. You just eat the other ones.
What happens if you don't see the mold and then you just go,
Well, it's not going to kill you to eat it.
No?
I don't think it. I don't think
it. I'm still never going to eat it. I'm probably not going to eat it.
It can't taste good. In my life.
But if you have a moldy one in the package, you just take it out and throw it away or rinse off the other ones and you're fine.
No, I throw it all away because if it's mold in the package, it's going to be on something else. Yeah. I mean, it spreads. It
but
doesn't
I
just
do
sit
it, and
there.
I'm here. I'm here and alive and well.
That's my thought exactly.
And it is time to take a break.
I'm hoping the break is from. Oh, yes!
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
Oh, yes! 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Hey!
And we are back.
We are back.
And,
yeah, and front. And
I am
sides.
Lynn.
And Bev.
And we are here at the second half of our show called
Stuff.
And we, did we do true or false?
No,
riddle?
We didn't.
We didn't. Do you
no,
have
we
one?
Didn't. Yes, I do.
All right, go.
Well, okay. There's three, and they're either all true or all false.
Okay.
The Sanskrit word for war also translates as desire for more cows.
Can you repeat the? I didn't hear the first word.
The Sanskrit word.
Okay.
For war, also translates a desire for more cows.
Okay, that's true or false?
Yep.
Okay.
Longest word typed entirely by one hand, stewardess.
Really?
The glue on Israeli stamps is certified kosher.
Okay, and is one of these?
No, they're all either true or they're all false.
I think I
all
got it.
True or false. Do you have any guess?
Yeah.
What's your guess?
True.
You think they're all true? You'll find out at the end of the show.
Yes.
Where cow's longest word, stewardess. I'm trying to picture a keyboard. And the kosher thing. That kosher thing, I think, might be true.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make everything true. All right.
Moving on.
Yes.
I love, this is my favorite part of our show, when you have mm-hmm. the true or false or the riddle things.
Oh.
So Grace is going to, where did it go? Where did your paper go? Oh, I took it.
Yes.
Here you go. So we had talked at another show about why it's a good idea, why you should not have a pet. The negative things about having a pet. And I know. But that we just read what's here. Everybody in the studio is having a fit.
I have a dog, two cats, and two birds, and I would love more.
Yes, pets are amazing.
Yes.
Okay, let's start with this one. It's always time for hide-and-seek game. Just so you know, I'm probably not going to get a word right, so just
That's okay. That's okay. We don't either.
You come home, you're looking to pick up your cat for a little pre-dinner snuggle. Problem is, you can't find her. You call out her name, you shake the bag of her favorite treats, you check in every room, mm-hmm. and you start to fear the worst.
Uh-huh.
Then you go to the to your room to change into a different shoes, to go outside and look for her, only to find two beady little eyes staring at you from the back of your closet. You breathe out in sigh of relief. Meanwhile, you the snickers to herself. I am the queen of hide and seek.
But that's so true. Cats ignore you when you call them unless you got food. They do.
Does Sasha ever hide?
No. She just comes straight down the stairs and
You trained her well.
No, we don't really change her. She's kind of just losing her hearing a little bit. So now it's kind of just like a wet. She kind of just is down. And now she kind of doesn't really hear the door.
So how does she react to stuff? You have to have food for her or you have to talk louder?
We have to just go find her. She never really goes outside. We don't leave any doors open or any windows.
Oh, yeah. You got to be really careful.
Well, she's not a very good jumper anymore. She can jump, but she's afraid of going through curtains.
Oh, okay.
So she can't really. She's too scared to go. Like when anything looks closed off, she's like, no.
Interesting.
Can you tell our audience what other pet you have?
A crayfish.
It's a crayfish.
Mm-hmm. It's a blue crayfish, and this is an actually interesting fact I learned from, my mom was looking up crayfish. So, it turns out that this might not be true, but I'm pretty sure it is, that when crayfish are happy, they turn blue. But if they're not happy and not satisfied or something like that, they turn brown.
Huh.
Interesting.
Did you ever test it?
What?
Did you ever test that?
No, he's never not turned blue. So I'm in, but my cousin's crayfish, she has a crayfish too, and hers is brown.
And yours is blue.
So I'm just thinking, I don't know.
Yours
is
happy.
It might not be true.
Why a crayfish? You can't pick it up and cuddle.
No, but I was asking for a fish. And then it turned into a crayfish.
Remember the lobster story in the supermarket?
I saw the crayfish. Yeah. And then I said, ooh. And then my mom said, do you want that or a fish? And then I was like, that.
And you went to the supermarket several times.
To check, maybe not really to check on it, kind of just to
look at your lobster.
It's a crayfish, Mima.
The lobsters in the supermarket?
Oh, the supermarket lobsters.
What was the name of that lobster?
Well, Sherman.
And she would go to the supermarket to visit Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
And this went on for months.
Yeah.
They left it there.
Nobody bought Sherman.
No one bought Sherman.
Wow.
And then one day I came back and I didn't see him. Her. I found out it was a her.
Aw.
But she wasn't there.
Oh, is that a tear?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Not a tear.
She wasn't there because someone took her home.
Or she died.
Or she passed. Or maybe they decided to throw her back into the deep blue sea.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be nice?
We don't know what happened to her, but
nope.
It was sad.
All right.
Very sad.
I think that Bev is going to share some interesting tips.
How do you get the pits out of prunes?
How do you get the pits out of prunes?
Prunes.
Cut the end off and squeeze?
Now, I don't know how to take this, but it says a rubber cup holds the prune steady while a needle the size of a cigarette pushes out the pit. The cup design keeps the prune flesh from being pushed out with the pit.
So you have to have a plastic cup that you squeeze to
hold. A rubber cup.
Uh-huh. You hold the prune with it.
Uh-huh.
Then you push with the cigarette-sized
needle.
Needle like a chopstick.
Yeah.
And push out the pit. That makes sense.
I did not think you did it like that. I don't really know what a prune is, but I do. but I also don't.
You know what raisins are?
Yeah, they kind of look like that. But
but they're
I thought
big.
You got them out, but by getting them out like an avocado. Like you take the knife.
Oh, you cut it open? And
you kind of like put the knife in and you go around or something
right,
like that.
Right, right.
And then you take open the avocado and take the pit out. I thought that's how you do it.
I guess not. But I guess you could. Or you could just put it in your mouth, eat all the prune part, and spit out the seed.
Well, I'm thinking and you buy cans of prunes that don't have seeds in them, and that's a lot of prunes. And how fast? You must have some kind of machine that does that.
They're called pruners. I wouldn't eat a prune out of a can for all the money in the world.
They have them in candy, too.
I would eat them fresh, but not in a can soaking in liquid.
Ugh. Ugh. How do they get that perfect little M on M&M's?
Probably with, I'm going to say this, maybe spray paint?
They actually have a roll, a printing roll of M's, and they roll the M&M's over it.
Oh.
And the ink
so
stays.
That means they all have to be in the right spot, because if they're not lined up perfectly, the little M won't hit them right, right?
Well, I guess they know how to do that.
Wouldn't that be so fun to go see that?
It only contains M's. But on certain holidays, they fill it with bunnies, chicks, and trees as well. Did you ever see an M&M with a bunny or a chick?
No,
I haven't either.
I'm going to try to find one of those to see what it actually looks like.
It would probably be Easter time, right? Bunnies?
Yeah. You think so,
maybe
yeah.
they do something Christmas at Christmas. Time. I know they do red and green M&M's at Christmas.
But maybe they have a, they should maybe, they should probably, if M&M company is listening, I was gonna say, it would be fun for Christmas, for like a little Christmas tree.
Yeah, that would be fun.
A
little
like
Christmas
a
tree. Yeah, little present.
Cross.
For Hanukkah, they could do a little menorah.
Dreidel?
That'd be hard.
A dreidel?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Stephen Wright has once said, I put tape on the mirrors in my house so I don't accidentally walk through into another dimension.
Yeah, he's funny. Stephen Wright is a goofy comedian. He never smiles. Never. He looks very sad all the time. And he comes out with some of the funniest things, and I can't remember some of the other funny Stephen Wright jokes.
I eat Swiss cheese, but I only nibble on it. I'll make the holes bigger.
Oh. Well, wouldn't that just be eating the whole cheese? Because it would just be making the whole cheese disappear.
Right.
The hole would be too big, it would just disappear. Until all the cheese.
If you were going to shoot a mime, would you use a silencer? That's a little tough to explain.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't even know what that means. No,
I don't either.
It's okay.
Okay.
Oh, God. I'm writing a book. I've got the page numbers done, so now I just have to fill up the rest.
Yeah, that's funny. So you get a whole empty book, you number all the pages, and then you take a break. I'm exhausted. That was hard work. But at least part of my book is done.
Well, maybe one-tenth of the book.
Probably.
Maybe one half.
One-hundredth of the book?
Yeah, one-hundredth
of the book.
Or maybe one-millionth of the book. Because, okay. Another
funny
kid saying, one of my students was hugging me goodbye when they took a deep inhale, smiled up at me lovingly, and said, your shirt smells like a grandma, but your armpits smell like Chuck E. Cheese.
So do you know who Chuck E. Cheese is?
Yeah, he's like a mouse. A mouse who wears clothes, and it's like, it turns out it's like a playground or something. I don't know, but I've seen the picture icon.
What else you got there, dear Blondie?
Got this one.
Okay. Number I teach elementary band, and once we were preparing for a playing test, when one of my students said, "Man, I need to practice," without missing a beat, the kid next to him said, "My mom says I need Jesus."
I need what now?
Jesus.
Jesus. Like that, I'm pretty sure, like, to help him practice or something.
Yes.
I don't know.
You need to practice.
Oh, I get it. That's funny.
That went over my head. That went over my head.
I get it. Okay. What's some more? Oh, this is funny. One of my students once asked me, if a synchronized swimmer starts drowning, do they all drown?
Oh.
You know what synchronized swimming is?
Oh, yeah. They have it on the Olympics.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah,
because they all, I think they should show, instead of over water, I think they should show underwater.
Don't they? Didn't they show
some
of it?
Yeah, they do, but I feel like they should show more of it underwater, because I feel like underwater is a little more entertaining than up above.
Yeah. Those people are very strong.
Very impressive and strong.
Oh, yeah. And it's really funny, because it says if one drowns, then do they all drown? Because they all do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, maybe. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What have you got, Bev?
Oscar Madison of The Odd Couple said on childbirth, home delivery is for newspapers, not babies. On divorce, NBC News said actress Robin Givens has filed a libel suit against her estranged husband, Mike Tyson, claiming he told a reporter she was after his money. She's asking $125
million. $125
million.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
What do you do with $125
million? Live happily ever after.
Yeah. That would actually be...
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
You could put that in the money, then when you put your money in an investment or in the bank, you get interest on that money that the bank pays you. You could live on just the interest
I don't think that
alone.
I don't think that all that money would fit in my little snail piggy bank.
I hope you have a plug in that so you don't have to break it to open it.
Well, no, it has a plug.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Here's a good one, Grace, about... Doggy tail wags.
Speaking of doggies, I once had a piggy bank that was a dog, and I had a pig one. And then I liked the design so much, I span around with it holding the hands. And then once I was really little, so my hands slipped, and then the whole piggy bank went down. And then I tried with the dog one. And the same thing happened with that one.
Did they break?
Yeah, they broke. And I did at the same time, so I was like, oh, now I have no piggy bank. And then and I was pretty sad, but then I got the snail one, okay.
Who cleaned up the broken stuff? Mom.
My mom? Okay.
Did she keep the money?
I don't think it had any money in it.
That was pre-money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now a dog happiness or something. I don't know what it's called, but there's a different tail wags for different things and breeds. Different breeds have different wags. For example, beagles hold their tails more upright with list. Greyhounds tend to curl their tails under their bellies, and pugs have their tails that coil tightly, and dogs wag at all, and tightly, and don't wag at all.
They don't. Can you imagine a little, you know, a pug dog's little curly tail?
Oh, there's more.
Can you imagine what that would look like if it was wagging? The little curly tail on a pug?
The butt would be wagging more than the tail.
Yeah. Turns out there's more. Okay. I didn't see the more. Okay. Even more interesting, though, is that studies have shown that when dogs' tails wag more than to the right if they are happy, and more to the left if they are anxious, this suggests that dogs may have a left brain, right brain bias similar to humans.
Huh. Hmm.
That is very interesting.
That is
now
interesting.
Now I know you're probably going to go and watch Sasha.
Yeah.
And well, see if that's true.
They go back and forth, but do they go up and down?
I've never seen Sasha's tail go up, down. Up. Well, I might have. I don't think
I guess
I
we
have.
Don't pay close attention.
No, I kind of. Sasha, she kind of looks at me. And
then does her tail go back and forth?
No, yeah, her tail goes back and forth, and then she barks, and then she runs over to her toys and gets a toy and starts running around. So I honestly, I've only seen her ask me bring her outside and play with me.
But when her tail wags back and forth, do you think that means she's happy? And then when her tail goes to the right or left, I think that's something that we need to look at to see if, when you know she's happy, which side the tail goes. I never knew that.
Me either.
No.
There's only one thing more important than money, and that's more money.
What's the first thing you would do if you won $80 million in the lottery?
Pay off every single debt I had.
Okay, and then with the dollar that's left, what would you do?
Get some ice cream.
What would you do if you won $80 million, the first thing?
Put it in my piggy bank.
Okay.
But
all right.
There's a riddle I have heard that is about money and friends. Okay. So would you rather have $3 million or 3 million friends?
Ooh. Ooh.
I would say 3 million friends.
Wow.
Because you could just ask them all for $1. But also because you could, that would be really fun to know a lot of people. But I do love making friends.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Very, very, very cruel. But
it's really not cruel because of dollars.
Actually, true, true.
Dollars, no big deal.
But it would also be fun to just be, it would also be fun to have 3 million friends.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. I'd be really tough if you had them over for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
How could you do that? We've lost Bev completely. She did not see that coming.
Oh, wow.
She did she, not.
She is.
She needs Kleenex.
I think.
Oh, gosh. Yes. No, my son used to say, I'll only borrow 25 cents from each person because then they won't want it back.
That's right. And who would want a dollar back, right?
Me.
There was a woman a long time ago that went on, I think on Facebook a long time ago, and she needed to pay off something. And she asked all these people to send her a dollar.
Yeah.
And she ended up with hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Whoa.
Because people were sending her more than a dollar. And she ended up with enough money to do whatever it is that she needed. And then she had more.
Whoa.
I don't think anybody would do that anymore, but this was way back in the beginning.
If you hadn't said anything, I might have tried it.
The other day, the friend in Money Riddle would remind me of yesterday. Well, we were deciding to go, where to go, we were deciding to where to go for dinner, and they asked me, if you could go anywhere, if you could eat at any place in the world, where would you eat? And I picked Europe.
Why?
Because when you sent me the food pictures of Italy, it looked so good. So, and then they just started bursting out laughing.
Because they thought you were going to pick a restaurant.
Yeah, but instead I said a continent.
Mm-hmm. Lots of pasta.
Yes, lots of pasta.
I would
pasta, and I
eat
love pasta.
In Italy as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
You're making me want a pizza so
bad.
Oh,
the food. And it's making me want a pizza too. Do you know there's really good.
It makes me want to go to Italy.
Makes me want to go to Italy too. Hey, Bev, you want to go to Italy?
No.
Okay.
That would be millions of dollars for
a ticket.
Wait,
wait, wait. Why? Why don't you want to go to Italy?
The Sanskrit word.
You don't want to fly?
I don't like to fly.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I'll do it if I have to.
Okay. They have a very good, very, very good, like, little packages of that little, like, mix with Cheez-Its and little pretzels.
Oh, on really the plane?
Good. Yeah, and they have, like, cheese on them, and they're so good. And sometimes when my dad goes on work trips, he brings me back one of those, and then I'll see it in the pantry, and I'll just take it out and be like, yay!
Okay.
See what you're missing, Bev? You're missing the snack pack.
The Sanskrit word for war also translates as desire for more cows. Longest word typed entirely by one hand is stewardess. And the glue on Israeli stamps is certified kosher. Are they all true or all false? Stewardess.
What do you think, Grace? All true or all false?
All. Wait, what was the question again?
Is she my granddaughter?
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Longest word typed entirely by one-handed stewardesses. The Sanskrit word for war also translates as desire for more cows. And a stamp, the glue on the Israeli stamps, is certified kosher.
I think it is true.
I think they're true, too.
My dad has read a lot of war.
They are true.
They are true.
They are definitely true.
Good one. Woo-hoo. I like those. Woohoo! Woohoo!
I got it. We got it right.
Hey, thanks for being here with us, everybody. Yes. We hope you enjoyed the show, and maybe someday we'll have a couple of kids.
Yeah.
Good.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.